"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as... Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke.
I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
Every time I hear "Hail to the Chief," I wonder where the hell is he. Turn around and where's the president? What? I can't remember it. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccarilla.
What?
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Representative Jackie, are you here?
Jackie.
I didn't think she was going to be here.
Oh, Jackie.
And now,
hold up your hand,
Jackie. To give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
Oh, you know those 81 million votes. That's what he got in 2020.
Yeah, is that the low
point? The most ever by a presidential candidate.
Hey, can you imagine 81 million people voted for a senile guy? This is this is the low point in American history. This is the bottom, right?
I
can it go lower?
Put forth that 40 million of that was Trump haters, at least.
Sure. But
at least.
There were a lot of other choices in those primaries.
They're trying real hard to get 81 million people to vote again in these midterms, which they will not succeed at. But that's really what was going on then.
I know. But still.
Particularly, apparently, young people came out in big numbers in 2020, more than they normally do. But they're not going to do that this time. A lot of people don't care about midterm elections.
They had a lot of other choices, though. Wasn't there like 15 other people running
for
president on the Democratic side? They had a huge number.
Oh, before he got the nomination,
right? They didn't have to pick him.
Yeah, that's also a mystery.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, there were people in their 40s and 50s, and
I think the fix was in. The party thought this is the only one of them that can beat Trump.
Well, yeah, but it's regular people who vote. Regular people voted for this.
They fixed it. It's all fixed.
Oh, is it rigged?
Yeah, come on. Get on board.
Oh, you're an election denier.
Maybe. I think they're all phony. We've never had a legitimate president. Sorry. All of them are not my president. That's right.
Yep,
all 40 way up to 46.
It's like, I don't want a president.
All right, the John and Ken Show at KFI. Coming up, that keyword, John. You're going to be ready with the instructions?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Okay.
You know, I care more about this than life itself.
You have a chance to win the inflation bonus cash at around 420. Big news, John. Big news. Breaking news.
Why?
Are you hanging on? Tomorrow at this very time, Rick Caruso.
I know.
I figured you knew.
Rick Caruso is going to be on the show between 4 and 4:30 tomorrow.
That's right. We got him for two segments.
And today it came out from the LA Daily News. 3-point lead over Karen Bass. 40-37. How about
that? Could it be real? Could it be? One thing I know, we're not going to know the winner on election night. Got to wait for those ballots to keep coming in the mail.
That's right. Got to wait for the ballot harvesting.
As the Times says, it could be election month.
It's great.
Take till the end of November.
Good system. Yeah, this ballot system's good.
I remember what happened in June. He was winning, and then boop, a couple weeks later, now she's ahead quite a bit, too.
You know, it's going to be a test here. I'm thinking that people are looking around, and they're saying, boy, this really sucks. Life sucks in L.A. Can't do worse, right?
I hope so.
This is bottom.
And we need there to be a change somewhere, and I hope it's the mayor's
race. And if you're not familiar, Karen Bass's two best political buddies are, not making this up, no joke, Mike Bonin and George Gascon. They're the same generation, and but Bonin was her favorite city councilman, and Gascon, the DA, and they were first on board at her campaign kickoff. She had them featured prominently as endorsers. They came to watch her give her introduction speech when she declared her candidacy. And the three of them, they're all the same. So if you like the way LA looks, Karen Bass. And you know what? Maybe she'll give your kid a free USC scholarship. Who knows?
No, she's got good fall. One.
But if you're looking around for something different.
Yeah, that scholarship story went dark, didn't it?
Well, sure, because no one will dare.
She provided some phony application thing to a radio news station, and that was the end of it, but apparently it was the wrong.
Because they're all in the tank for her. Most of the media's in the tank for her. That's why.
All right, we're in Bidenville because, well, back in March, old Joe authorized up to 180 million barrels of oil to be released from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, USPR for short. He has just authorized the last 15 million to go. The sales will happen in December.
So the reserve is half full.
That's right.
Right. So if there's some kind of horrible emergency, some nuclear war breaks out.
Then we need oil.
And we need oil, yeah. If the oil distribution chain breaks down somehow, and we've seen the supply chain seize up, just in the last 2 years.
What if nukes fly around, destroy all sorts of oil fields?
Right, that's right. What if Putin bombs all the oil drilling apparatus out in the Gulf of Mexico?
No. Okay.
Okay, all this can happen. And that's why we have an oil reserve, and now it's half gone, because
reporters asked Biden the obvious. We're 2 weeks from the midterm elections. Are you really just doing this to try to make the American people think you're doing something about gas prices? Here we go.
Gas prices are coming down. We're going to do everything we can to make sure they continue to come down and companies act responsibly so it's reflected at the pump. Thank you all, and may God bless you. May God protect our troops. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. President,
I don't hear. Can you speak louder?
What is your response to Republicans who say you are only doing this SPR release to help Democrats in the midterms?
Where have they been the last 4 months? That's my response.
Is it politically motivated, sir?
No, it's not.
3 weeks before the midterms.
Look, it makes sense. I've been doing this for how long now? It's not politically motivated at all. It's motivated to make sure that I continue to push on what I've been pushing on. And that is making sure there's enough oil that's being pumped by the companies so that we have the ability to be able to produce enough gas that we need here at home, oil we need here at home. And at the same time, keep moving in the direction of providing for alternative energy. That's what I've been doing. Now, the problem is these guys are asleep. I don't know where they've been. And they seem, the price at the pump should reflect what the price of a barrel of oil costs. And it's not going down consistently.
Hmm. Go ahead.
No. What? Releasing 15 million barrels is less than a day's supply of oil. The United States burns more than that. closer to 20 million a day. So I don't understand what all the whoop is about here. It's less than a day's worth of oil. That's not going to have an effect on anything. What does it matter?
It's symbolic.
It is symbolic. And it's silly. And everybody knows the whole thing is silly. That's why I can't stand the reporters, and I certainly can't stand all his horse manure. It's like, this is a non-event.
Now, Biden has authorized the government to begin purchasing oil to replenish the reserve. But he wants to wait until the price of oil goes down. It's about $90 a barrel now. Biden has ordered the replenishment of new oil when the price falls below $72 a barrel. But what if that doesn't happen in very short time?
Then they're going to have to pay $90 or $110 or whatever the price is at the time. The Washington Examiner had a story today that back in March of 2020, Trump wanted to fill the reserve to maximum capacity. And he wanted to buy 77 million barrels. And oil was cheap at the time, right? There was the big crash after the shutdown.
$24 a barrel it was?
Oil was going for $24 a barrel.
Wow.
And so he could fill the reserve tank up to the top for a cheap price. And the Democrats in the Senate blocked it. What they did is they went to their bag of propaganda tricks and said, why, this is a $3 billion bailout for big oil.
That's right.
It's a bailout for the oil industry.
We hate fossil fuels. Don't do this.
So instead of buying it for $24 a barrel, they are now going to buy it for $72 a barrel. Triple the price. Except the price is actually $90 a barrel. $90 they're going to have to pay instead of $24.
Do we know where the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is? Is it like a big hole in the ground somewhere with a bunch of oil in it? Or?
I don't know where it is.
Is it literally all in one place, or is it just, you know?
Probably not. Because then that's where you'd fire the nuke, right?
Yes, I guess you would to cripple the reserves. I have some in my backyard. I have a reserve.
It's in Texas and Louisiana, I'm told.
Oh, look at that. Who gave you that?
Huh? I have a little magic genie that stands on my shoulder.
Okay. 700 million barrels of oil in Texas and Louisiana.
Okay. There you go. 700 million.
You're like Biden now. You have your own little prompt.
Eric knows things. Oh, sure. He gives me...
Well, he sometimes looks them up on the fly, I think. I don't think he had that off the top of his head. I'm really impressed.
I have my ways.
Google.
All right.
Eric is always whispering in my ear.
Couple of more notes from Bidenville and more coming up. Oh, but next, John, that keyword...
Oh, yeah.
I know you're on the edge of your seat, ready to announce the instructions.
Yeah, I'm on the edge.
Next, the keyword for cash. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play for you some audio of Kevin León in English. CBS 2's Tom Waite just talked to him. We have some of it to come, but John, you know what comes now.
Oh, yeah, right. Money. Go.
Now, your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Dollar. That's dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R. Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash. Powered by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you're hurt in an accident, winning is everything. Call the winning attorneys at Sweet James. 800-500-5200. That's 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
What did he say?
I don't know.
The word?
I'm sorry, I was reading something.
Dollar. Okay, dollar.
Okay, yeah. There's your prompter helped you.
Right. Go to KFIAM640.com/cash and put the word dollar in. Do not text it. You go to the website. You'll be notified by email if you win. Check your junk and spam folders and listen to KFI for the winning keyword starting in the 9 a.m. hour all the way through 5:20. Next chance to win next hour at 5:20.
Would somebody take the little sheets for the show and write in the words so John just has them right there, the keywords, no? Before the show, so he's all set each hour, no? Okay. That will go, by the way.
I will start doing that.
Because then I have to pay attention, and I'm not going
Well,
to
I do too, because you're counting on me, and sometimes I'm getting ready for what we're doing next. I don't really, you know.
And, you know, I got the baseball game on in here.
Yeah, so. That's important. Oh, the Padres and the Phillies.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can't give the score because people record.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ruin it for people. I don't do that.
Coming up after 4:30, oh, it's all about California's most wonderful progressive city, not LA, San Francisco. another big retailer has announced we're pulling out. The mayor took a stand today about people working from home because the city's really emptying out. I'm not kidding you.
Oh,
literally, stores are closing up. Residents are moving. It is going to be some sort of dystopian future where it's just homeless people wandering around, drug addicts.
Hey, you know, it's already here. Man, I took that 6th Avenue exit a few weeks ago in San Francisco. That's the end of the universe there.
Well, I'm going to be up there this weekend. I'll give you another firsthand report.
Don't take the 6th Avenue exit off the 280.
All right, so the breaking news this afternoon is that Kevin Leon, the city councilman, has broken his silence. He would not take Mitchell Farrell's calls. That was pointed out by Mitchell Farrell. I've talked to Gil Cedillo. I cannot reach Kevin Leon.
That's pretty good.
I know, because he was giving you the finger.
Because Mitchell Farrell is such a wiener.
Well, his time as city council president is over.
I want you to resign for the good of the city so that we all can heal. Say, shut up, wiener.
You've opened a big wound. It's bleeding. We need to Band-Aid it.
Yeah, it's a bleeding. It's oozing. There's pus coming out. Come on.
So last hour, the news is that he's going to be on Univision tonight. But we just found out he did talk to CBS2's Tom Waite in English.
In English. Here, all right. That's a bonus.
Here we go.
I have to do the hard work. I have to repair. I have to help heal.
Heal.
I have to help restore. And that means rolling up my sleeves and engaging with my constituents. That means engaging with the communities that were deeply pained, that
were
angered.
Will they engage with you, do you think?
You know, that's my hope. It's my hope that they will engage with that dialogue because we have to heal together. We can't heal at the exclusion, you know, of those who
help
cause the pain. We have to help. We have to help move forward together.
Biden,
we have to heal together.
What's the first step? I mean, what does that look like? Does it mean reaching out to certain community organizations, community leaders?
I've reached out to various leaders and organizations. I still have, as you can imagine, a long list to still call. To reach out, to have the dialogue, to have those hard
call the buzzwords,
to listen.
Nobody in real life talks like this.
You know,
to heal,
to help repair. You know, the pain that's in our community.
The pain.
Have you spoken with Nuri Martinez or with Gil Cedillo?
I haven't had a chance to speak with Nuri.
Yeah. Or Ron Herrera.
I have not spoken with Ron Herrera. No.
Come on, Tom.
When you look at sort of the macro here, and you were talking about sort of reaching out to different organizations.
The macro.
How do you expect to be received when you reach out?
Boo.
I think there'll be a lot of pain because the conversations that I've already have begun, there's pain, confusion.
More pain.
You know, that's not the leader who I've always been.
You should take Advil.
But I failed, and I recognize that I failed during that moment. That it didn't step
up. Right. This was the only time.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, as it should be. I know it's going to be hard. And that's why I'm not going to mince words or I'm not going to deflect blame.
I think your constituents and the people watching this want to know what's in your heart, right? Who's the real Kevin DeLeon? Is it the Kevin
who's
DeLeon
the real
sitting
Kevin
here right
DeLeon?
Now with me?
You heard
or is
it.
The Kevin DeLeon who was
wait,
in that
wait,
meeting.
Wait. Stop a second. That is the real Kevin DeLeon because he thought it was a private conversation.
Well, it was a moment of weakness.
He didn't know he was being recorded. That's the real guy. That's how he talks all day, every day. What is with this mealy-mouthed interview anyway?
I would have said, Nuri Martinez resigned. Why aren't you resigning? These questions were not tough. It was just open-ended so we could sit there and talk about healing and engaging.
Everything is about healing and pain. Pain and healing.
So
what?
He's made the point he's not quitting because he wants to be part of the healing and engaging to move us forward.
No, what is the new reporter ask? Hey, does the $400,000 have anything to do with it?
Oh, yeah, the money, the council money.
It's, I think, $207,000.
Yeah, $207,000 pay. Is it benefits you're adding up?
$414,000 in cash plus medical benefits plus whatever gets added to his pension plus whatever under-the-table slush funds. Exist. And there's a lot of that. That's why he's not quitting. He's unemployable right now. If he was in the private sector, what would you hire him for? What would you want him to do?
What do you think Filar did? He's going to go to a consulting firm.
Yeah.
One of those PR firms.
He's going to join that sleazy group with Filar and that other guy, Fabian Nunez.
Fabian Nunez.
That's the place for
son.
Retired sleazebag politicians.
Right, is there more of this? We can come back and play some more. Is there more of this, Eric?
There's like 2 minutes.
Oh, there's 2 minutes more? Oh, yeah, we'll play some more.
Oh, sure. This is
Kevin Leone.
Good stuff.
Talking to CBS's 2 Tom Waite about why he's not resigning. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're doing yes and no's on the 7 statewide ballot propositions. We'll see who we get over the next week or so. We will begin with no on Prop 30 at 505. That's the one that Lyft is sponsoring to raise the income tax on the wealthy. That's people in the $2 million or more bracket. To help buy electric cars, particularly for their Lyft drivers. That'll come up at 5:05. What John's talking about is the first English language interview that Kevin Leone has done. The LA City Councilman, who will not resign, has finally gone public. He did an interview with Univision that airs later, and we have a clip from his interview with CBS2's Tom Waite that we've been playing. And as John said, you missed the first couple of minutes. It's a lot about engaging and healing.
Yes.
By the way, he did say, I don't know if we have this in the next 2 minutes, that he failed in his leadership. He didn't step up and intervene. I didn't put a stop to it. Talking about Nuri Martinez's
Nobody
comments
does.
About Mike Bonin's son.
Nobody does.
You and he apologized for his flippant remark about the child was like a handbag.
Yes.
Remember that part.
Yeah, he made that Louis Vuitton comment.
Right. And what about the Wizard of Oz thing?
The Wizard of Oz, yes, that they're
right,
really
compared, right? Nothing behind the curtain.
Black activists who make a lot of noise, that there aren't really that many, and they have a disproportionate amount of influence on the City Hall.
All right, so we have another couple of minutes of this interview. Let's keep listening.
At that moment where I should have stepped up, but that's not who I am. That's not my moral compass. That's not what guides me. That's not a reflection of my values.
Well, I mean,
my
so
values!
What were you thinking in that
John
moment?
Says
what
it
was,
is.
Like, when you heard her say that, the comment about the son, or and then you made the follow-up joke, what was happening in your
I
mind?
Made a flippant remark, you know, that I should have never made. You know, I was both in shock, and at the same time, I made the flippant remark that I should never have made. I should never made that flippant remark. But people know me for my commitment, my dedication, for
what?
Standing up for those who have little or no voice, for standing up and protecting the
like,
most marginalized, the most
like
vulnerable in our society,
boy?
On a whole variety of
really?
Issues. That's where I've dedicated my life
and you
as
have.
An activist.
You absolutely have. Yeah.
Whoa, stop.
Wait. Well, that's his name, Tom Waite.
Wait, roll that back. What's the reporter jumping in?
On a whole variety of issues. That's where I've dedicated my life
and
as
have.
An activist.
You absolutely have. Yeah.
Don't do that, slobbering.
Oh, that was
a knob slobber.
That's a tongue bath there.
Tongue bath.
My leadership.
Tom, wait, roll your tongue back in your mouth now.
What I should have done.
Last question, and feel free to add anything you like. You touched on it before. We kind of discussed it. The issue of staying, you know, you want to represent the people who voted for you. I hear you. But why not let somebody else do that at this point? Why not let get rid of the distraction of what you're going through and let another person represent your constituents? Because right now it might be very difficult. You've been stripped of your community assignments in city council. So now why not? Would it be better for someone else to represent those constituents?
I have an incredible staff that loves the district just as much as I do. And I have incredible support.
Hey, do you love
from
Skid Row?
Our constituents within the district in CD 14. I've got to do the hard work. Mm-hmm. I've got to repair. Uh-huh. And I got to help it heal. I have to help regain the trust of my colleagues on the council and so many community members within the district and outside of the district. That's a hard work that I'm prepared to do.
All right. Anything else?
I think that'd be right there.
All right. Well,
So does this mean he's going to start going online and joining the meetings, or how are they going to handle that? Or
but Tom Waite was buried nose deep, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wow.
There was some elements of that.
Oh.
Well, he got the scoop, right? No one else you could have, get. He must have a relationship with Leone in his office or something.
Was he holding Leone's hand when he said
Everybody
that?
Wants this interview. He got it. So.
Oh, you have. What are you, his therapist? Would you? Jeez.
We do have more audio, guys.
That's what I just got from Ray. All right. Well, let's keep listening.
You know, we heard Gil Cedillo say very clearly that he wanted to carve up historic African-American. Nuri Martinez obviously said something absolutely vile. She compared Mike Bonin's young black son to a little monkey. At that point, I mean, you sort of touched on this, but why not say that's really horribly racist and not acceptable, or just get up and leave?
I was just shocked. I was completely shocked.
You were not.
I think you laughed.
You made a joke about it, her.
Wait.
We should go get the tape back again.
We have the clip of that.
The little
Eric, see if you could find.
Hold on, let me find it.
Let's see if he
it sounds like somebody.
Shocked.
I mean, I can't be sure who's laughing, but I thought somebody laughed.
He laughed.
Whether it's Cedillo Herrera or Leon,
he added on to it, right? Because then he was the one who made the Louis Vuitton bag comment. Oh, what a colossal phony!
I was in shock.
I was in shock. You were not. These guys were all giggling. They do this. This is what they do. This is what people do.
It's like the oddest thing. It's like black and brown on this float. And then there's this white guy with this little black kid who's misbehaved. Este niño has no, he's, they're not even, yeah, no, they're not doing, the kid is bouncing off the effing walls on the float, practically tipping it over. There's nothing you can do to control him. Parece changuito. And I'm just like, oh my God.
If somebody made a sound when she was saying bouncing off the walls, but I guess they didn't make much noise when she used the slur.
Yeah, she said the word chiquito at the end of it, which is the term for monkey.
All right, let's keep listening to De Leon. Do we have any more? Or do we have to switch over?
Nuri Martinez, talk about it, her something like a purse, right?
Less. I apologize to Mike Bonin's family profusely.
How did that go?
My joke was directed towards her. Right.
And I'm just curious, when you did apologize to Councilman Bond, did he accept that apology?
I called him. Got his voicemail. I left him a voicemail. I was going to apologize publicly at the city council meeting last week, Tuesday. Obviously, it was very difficult.
So
I didn't get that opportunity
to
do so. But I do apologize profusely to Mike Bond.
What was that moment in council like? I know you were there for a few moments, and Councilman Bonin gave him a very emotional speech on the council floor. Did you speak with him at that point, or?
No, it was difficult because it was chaotic. It was.
He's got a lot of excuses, huh?
It was very difficult.
All you have to do is walk right up to him.
I stepped away towards the back so it could calm down. And the council president at the time, the presiding officer, could conduct the meeting. It was difficult. It was not painful.
In terms of that, what does it look like getting you, since you're not going to resign at this point, how do you go back to a meeting right now?
Yeah, that's my question.
You have, the acting
they don't president, want you.
O'Farrell, saying he can't come back here, we're not going to have meetings. And now,
now it's Paul Krikorian's president.
I don't know exactly whether he's made that declaration, but what does it look like for Kevin De Leon to go back to a council meeting at this point?
I have to do the hard work. I have to regain the trust of my colleagues. It won't be easy. I understand.
It's a talking point.
And that's why the past week I've taken a lot of reflection with my family, with my staff, with my closest friends.
Stared in a mirror.
It's been very, very painful. Very, very, very painful. I'm sorry to all of my colleagues. I'm sorry to my family, to Mike Bonin's family.
Wait, hold on. Stop. All this over the Louis Vuitton handbag joke?
Yes.
Well, it seems a little over the top and dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, is that the worst of what he said?
He just said it was a flippant comment. It's like, all right, it's a flippant comment. And then, I'm profusely sorry. I'm deeply, deeply sorry. It's like, will you stop it? People make flippant comments all the time. Everything is performance theater now.
All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to CBS2 Tom Waite interview one-on-one with Councilman Kevin Leon about his not resigning. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, a reminder that the Moist Line is the day after tomorrow already. You can still leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, call the toll-free number. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We're going to try over the next week or so to get each side on the ballot measures. There are 7 statewide ballot propositions. We're going to be talking to the no on Prop 30 next hour, right after the news, and that's the one we'll raise taxes on the wealthy to help get electric cars to the Lyft drivers. That's really what it is.
Yeah, it's a big multi-billion dollar present to Lyft.
Which and? Is really bizarre because they sponsored this and they're going to get the greatest benefit from it. And but, you know, because it's a tax on the rich, idiots will vote for it.
Yeah. And it's one ballot measure that we agree with Gavin Newsom. He's actually done no on 30 ads, which is kind of weird because he's the rest of the Democrats apparently are in favor of it. But he's not going on that ship. Is this more about being president, you think, or do we know?
I don't know. I really don't understand any of this. But it shows you how dumb the voters are. You're going to have all these anti-rich people voters vote for the tax, and the money is going to go and benefit some wealthy rideshare company funded by multi-billion-dollar venture capitalists. It's going to increase the worth of the stockholders of Lyft. And the ones who own the majority of the stock are the original investors. That's who's going to benefit here.
All right, we'll talk about this after 5 o'clock. We've been playing audio. L.A. City Councilman Kevin León finally broke his silence, went public on Spanish language television and on CBS 2 with reporter Tom Waite. You want to hear the essence of it? It's repair, heal, and restore.
You know,
I have to do the hard work. That's why he's not resigning.
Why doesn't he apologize for Skid Row and all the death and misery that he's allowed to have? See, no one gets upset about the stuff that the rest of us are truly upset about. Everyone is upset. Everyone I know is upset about the crime and the homelessness. And this has been an entertaining sideshow for a week, but it doesn't really impact anybody's life, right? The crime and the homelessness actually impacts everyone's life. So I'm same thing with the news media. The news media is giving like 100 times the coverage to this stupid story. Like, you know, the LA Times is running like 6-8 stories a day sometimes. But the crime and the homelessness, nothing.
They did a story today that you forwarded that because they spent so much time on Trump, maybe they missed what's really going on in City Hall with not just this story, but the corruption.
I mean,
we've had 3 city council people charged. Right? Mitch Englander already served a jail term. Anyway, you get my point.
Yeah. There was a story in the LA Times about how local TV reporters and anchors say that, you know, we should have been covering this all these years, but we were covering Trump. And I looked at that and I said, yeah. Trump has had no effect on the day-to-day lives of people in Southern California.
I don't feel, though, that local news was covering Trump a lot. Do you?
Well,
I don't watch local news.
I don't
that
watch
much,
local but. News that much. I don't know. This is this is the words of the people in the business.
Yeah, they were interviewed in this story talking about their slant on news coverage. And the idea of the story is that they just missed all the City Hall craziness.
Here's Conan Nolan from Channel 4, and I like him. And he says, there's only so much politics you can put in a newscast, and all the attention was on the train wreck in Washington. Trump took up all the oxygen, and there was a de-emphasis on what was happening in Sacramento and City Hall. And if that's true, look, clearly most of the stations in town don't cover the government here in Southern California or in Sacramento, and that's how they get away. That's why we have one-party government, and they get away with murder.
Yeah.
You know, and whoever does cover it, like the woke holes at the Times, support it all and do propaganda. And it's like Trump has had no effect on everybody's day-to-day life here. You know, unless you got emotionally involved with his Twitter feed. But geez, all the decisions that Garcetti and the city council made in L.A. County are a tremendous effect. I mean, a lot of people have died.
Yeah, but it's like I always say to people, and people who I meet who don't really know our radio show because they don't live in L.A. or California, they always say the same, oh, I bet you talk about Trump all the time. Even 2 years ago, they were saying this.
Well, because that's what's on their TV screen, because that's what TV news did. That's where most people get their inputs or social media, right? All the idiots on social media who are arguing about Trump for 6-7 years now. But everybody misses it. And meanwhile, lunatics, crazy people are running the streets. killing innocents.
When we return, we will be talking to the No on 30 campaign manager. His name is Matt Rodriguez. 30 is the ballot measure you will see when you vote, which will raise taxes on the wealthier Californians to support Lyft drivers getting electric cars. We're not kidding. That's really what it's about. Of course, they threw in something about fighting wildfires. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.